Oh, Denheath Park, one of the most natural places in Cambridge. All the trees, all the wetlands, all the grass, and it's beautiful.
Actually, it's not that natural. It's artificial. It used to be a landfill. About 40 feet below the ground is trash. A whole lot of it, too. About 50 acres of landfill. 200 million cubic yards of materials was placed on top of the trash. This was the first landfill in New England to be turned into usable parkland.
Doesn't trash give off some kind of gas when it decomposes?
Yes, it does. During the construction of the park, they added a stone vent trench to help handle the methane gas that comes from decomposing trash. The trench is filled with gravel, which you can see the top of just inside the chain link fence that borders most of the park. Paul Ryder, the director of recreation for the city of Cambridge, talks about the role of the stone vent trench.
There's a stone vent trench that goes around the entire perimeter. That's what how we monitor the methane, because all landfills have methane gas.
Were the residents of Cambridge involved in the renovation of the park?
Yeah, they played a large role.
We met with residents, abutters, user groups, the high school, the youth programs, adult groups, and basically tried to figure out what they wanted on the site, but also realizing that it was going to be active but also passive, so that we have space for teams, but we also have passive areas like on the hill where people could come just sit, picnic, and just enjoy it.
The community was involved in other ways too, for example, by creating art installations.
Hey, what about those wetlands over there by the edge of the park?
The wetlands were added partly so there could be some natural area in the park, but they also work as a buffer. They collect water from rainstorms so that the basements of the buildings around the park do not flood.
You know, when some people think of Denheath, they usually just think of people playing games on the athletic fields.
You know what? Even the turf field has some environmentally friendly aspects. All the little black particles on the field are made out of recycled tires. There are about 20,000 tires on the field. Also, the turf doesn't need to be sprayed down by harmful chemicals and pesticides.
It's really amazing that the city turned something as ugly as a landfill to something as beautiful as Denheath Park.